Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. On this episode, I talk about my napkin struggle and my hatred for protesters with Elisa Donovan and Doug Budin. Plus, we have our first Chump University pledge, comedian Amanda McCants. Here you go. Well, my child was pretty good over the weekend. We had a little issue on Friday night, but I said to her on Saturday, because she was being really good and well-behaved, she said, Daddy, can we go to Donuts? I said, okay. So we took her to Winchell's Sunday morning.
Oh, I was going to say, is a store? Oh, Winchell's.
Winchell's, yeah. Winchell's Donuts. You got to go there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we went to Winchell's, and of course, Stu was there, and we all pick out donuts, get in the car. She's like, Daddy, can I have my donut holes now? I said, yeah. I'm like, Stu, can you hand her a napkin? Do we have any napkins, Stu? No, I don't see any napkins in here. So I went inside and I said, ma'am, can I please have some napkins? I fucking hate how they're so selfish with the goddamn napkins.
It's about saving the planet, right? Eco-friendly. Don't get a bag. Like a single bag at Whole Foods and all your shit just falls out of it. And then you have to. It's infuriating because I think that's what it's about.
Winchell's wouldn't give them to you?
They didn't put them in the bag.
They don't put them in
the bag. Napkins
out. You can't put a napkin in a donut bag. It'll get all mussy.
You can't eat a donut
sticky.
Without a napkin.
You have to have a napkin.
Napkins have to come on the side.
The donut or the napkin?
Napkin on the side.
What I realized when I back in, first I was like irritated with Stu because I thought he didn't get napkins.
Right.
And I had to, I had to have somebody to blame.
I'd be mad at Charlie.
But I walked in and I'm looking around. There's no napkins anywhere. There's no holders. There's no napkins. I have to ask the woman, can I please have some napkins? And I'm irritated because I'd already put, Monroe in the car, I'm ready to go. And then there's no napkins. So I go in and I'm like, she gives me like two napkins. I'm like, there's three of us. Oh. Can I please have some more napkins?
Total?
Drives me
what
crazy.
Is with the napkins? And I said, are there any more back there? I'm like, why are you hiding them? Why are you hiding the napkins?
Shame on you, Winchell's.
And now you're attacking the person at Winchell's.
I felt bad about that, but I did give her $17 on a $23 order.
Okay.
So I felt like I could get away with
what?
One.
So you didn't pay for $6 of it?
You didn't pay enough? You mean a tip?
No, I gave her a tip.
Oh.
I gave her a $17 tip.
I skipped her. So
you're like,
really?
It was 23 and I gave her 17.
I didn't give you any napkin. I don't understand.
Before she didn't give me any napkins, I felt like, wow, she's hustling. She's working hard. So I gave her $40 and I said, keep the change.
That's
so
very generous.
Also, in my head, it entitles me to one sarcastic remark.
Right.
And 50 napkins. I get one remark and 50 napkins.
But what is it about these...
I think it's two things. One, people have no manners in this country whatsoever, so they don't think that you need a napkin when you're eating. Secondly, it's about trying to be eco-friendly and save the planet in a way that makes no sense. Because if you don't have, you need a napkin. It's just like at the bags at the supermarket. Do you need a bag? Well, yeah. What am I going to fucking carry all this stuff? Yes, I need a bag. And then shoving the amount of times that my grocery bag has been overstuffed and I'm carrying it with two hands and then it breaks. You're going, what is the point of this? Just give me one more paper bag.
Well, you have to pay
I reuse the paper bags. I'm happy to pay for it.
But I don't want to pay for napkins.
I reuse the paper bags for our recyclable garbage. I mean, give me a bag and give me a napkin.
I think it affects the bottom line because ultimately it's a business. So they must say, listen, Winchell's workers of the world, don't give out too many napkins. We're going
right.
to lose
I really
money.
Do.
He's
I really
right.
do think
I'm
that's
wrong.
The case.
And
yeah, I think
I also believe that if it's a donut concern, people's hands are sticky. And so if I'm going to reach a bunch of napkins, maybe I'm getting the holder sticky, so they prefer to hand you the napkins with their clean hands.
They should give out gloves.
The worst part about it
was
I got back in the car, Stu, I found the napkins.
I found the napkins.
I'm like, you fucking idiot. I'm like, I just
get out.
Was
get
a
out
total bitch to this woman.
Did like, you go back and get out of the car?
How many?
A lot.
Oh.
Shouldn't have given me a lot. So then I felt really bad.
Did you go back and return them?
No. Mm-hmm. I put them in, I said, put the rest in my glove compartment.
That's
what I said.
For next time.
Save them for later.
So good to have a stack of napkins in that glove box.
I agree.
I'm surprised you didn't just throw them out the window as you were screaming out of the parking lot, out of the handicapped space. Take it.
Screw you and your damn napkins. And fuck the planet.
They should have a napkin. They should make a napkin that tastes like a donut.
A napkin that tastes like a donut.
Okay.
No. Well, the donuts have contributed to a tremendous... So, that, look, Stu and I have been great on this bump the last 9 days. Mm-hmm. We've only had one physical altercation at Isabel.
Just one?
Yeah.
At Isabel?
Fight Club. No, but it's foreplay. Mm. But yes, but people think we're really fighting or they're going to call the police. But and
it's
Kian actually...
Foreplay.
Kian actually broke us up, but they don't realize it's foreplay.
Really, yeah.
So we had a we have dinner this Friday with Leah Black, and it's at 7. So we said, all right, dinner at 7, Fight Club at 8.
Right before dessert, Fight Club at 8.
That's hot. Sell tickets.
It is hot.
Yeah.
It is hot.
Get the video.
All right, so yesterday we went to see Megan. There was 9 of us. We went to Century City Mall. Little bit of a... clusterfuck going on. There was some sort of protest going on in front of Century City Mall, which
protesting what?
Who was
what was the protest?
It was for freedom for the women in Iran.
Ugh.
Oh,
so kind of a heavy one.
Super heavy. That's like
such
very
a downer.
Important. Yeah.
I just wanted to have a nice day.
Right.
I made reservation at Javier's, and then I was going to go see Megan. Maybe do a little light shopping. Valet was closed because they were blocking Santa Monica.
Oh, wow.
I had to self park.
Cars would have been there for 2 days anyway. It's probably better off.
True. Exactly. I had to drive around and around and around
in Century City. That's
there
a
was
mess.
So it because was, there was so because the protesters were parking in the structure of. They weren't spending any money. They were parking in the structures of Century City Mall.
They're not going to get validated.
I hope not. I hope they had to pay the $30.
Yeah.
Because people like me, I had reservations, lunch reservations. I couldn't find a spot. I had to sit and stalk people. Like as they were coming out, like, hey, are you leaving? Yeah, where's your space? Number 142. And I would drive to 142 and then it fucked up. It wasn't 142. It was 153.
That's crazy.
It was so stressful. Yeah. I was 39 minutes late to my reservation.
For the movie?
Oh. No.
For my lunch reservation.
Wait, you had lunch before the movie?
Yes.
It doesn't
then
put you to sleep.
Then you have cocktails for and then into
I
the movie?
I did it
movie?
Before and after.
It's like tough.
No, I had two margaritas.
Okay.
I had two margaritas, skinny, you know, with salt on the rocks with salt. But
truffle salt?
I was so stressed out. I was so stressed out because
margaritas.
I mean, they closed Santa Monica. We were taking side streets. We're going north, south, east, west, trying to get around. What was it again? What were they protesting?
For the women in Iran.
There were some really disturbing pictures.
It's a very disturbing.
Someone should protest.
It's like a terrible human rights.
It was so depressing.
Yes. You should have protested the protest.
Exactly.
You should have said, I'm protesting you.
Why can't they do it in a park or at a school?
Yeah, more convenient.
Do they have to block one of the busiest streets in Los Angeles?
It's almost like they're trying to get attention for the cause
they're
working towards.
That they're working towards, right.
But what am I going to do about it?
Well, honey, we know you're not
talking about it.
You're talking about it on the radio.
It's because a young woman was killed by the Iranian police for not properly wearing her hijab. And so the women, this has been going on for years and years and years and years and years, and it never gets any attention. And now because of the of social media and the way culture has changed.
It took me an hour to find parking.
And now we said
it. But it worked.
But it worked.
Now we said
no, it didn't work.
That's the point.
It didn't work. I was so mad.
You're aware.
I was so mad when I finally found a parking space, I saw two protesters with flags. I'm like, oh, great. Two more protesters. I was so pissed.
But great, you know, then maybe you can write him a really big check, and then
can I tell you
never
something?
Come back.
I thought about this. Mm-hmm. I thought about this. If they had stayed on the sidewalk, and if they hadn't stepped off the curb and blocked my car, and said, "Hey, can you give us some money towards?" I would. But now they made my life so inconvenient. I will never give money to that cause ever.
I'll just make a donation in your name.
Nice. I won't. Thank you. I was so mad. I don't understand. I don't understand. Why do you have to block the entire street? What is this accomplishing?
Awareness.
Awareness?
I mean, that is...
The... It just makes me resent them.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of pissed off people.
The women?
A lot of pissed off people that wanted to shop. And we could not find parking.
Pissed off rich people.
Sure. I didn't have time
to
shop.
Very angry rich people.
I had to park on the roof. I didn't know that they had parking on the roof.
I didn't know they had a roof.
They have a roof?
I thought it just ends.
There's a parking. There's parking on the roof?
Yeah, they had to open it. There was like attendants. Like,
is it a glass ceiling?
Telling us where to go. We broke the glass ceiling.
That we're shattering.
I put my BMW on top of the glass ceiling.
Standing up for women.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
How was the movie?
Well, once I got over
the
trauma of the protesters.
Before you even got to the horror movie.
I mean, you wouldn't believe how I still don't know how I got in that mall.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know how I made it in.
Because you work miracles, Jeff. 30 years of driving experience. How was the movie?
30 years of driving experience.
Well, I had to have immediately two cocktails to just calm my nerves.
Wait, so did they serve cocktails?
And I had words with one of the parking enforcement people.
Of course you did.
Do they serve cocktails in movie theaters here like they do in San Francisco? Like,
I think that they do at the Grove, but they did not at Century City, which was a bummer.
That's unfortunate.
They were blocking valet. I had to. Yes, I know.
We have 2 minutes. Just tell us how the movie was.
The movie was great. Love the movie.
Okay,
thanks. Go back to complaining about something else.
I don't like horror movies. It's a horror movie, yes?
But it's like very campy, right?
Yeah,
it's funny too.
Okay.
I liked it.
A lot of laughs.
It's what's her name?
I can handle
his daughter.
That. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's that narrows it. Yeah.
Yes.
A Nepo baby
from
Allison Williams. It's Allison Williams.
Yes.
Allison Williams.
Allison.
It's Allison.
She was 5'7". She was 5'7".
What about a residential street? Did you have to block Santa Monica?
Oh, God.
Yes, that was the point.
Did they have napkins?
Can I tell you? No one could move.
That's
people were
point.
Honking. They ruined like 1,000 people's day.
Good. That's the point.
That
they wish
point.
They ruined 10,000 people's days. Because of this, other people's days are worse.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
Take a breath.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I'm here with comedian Amanda McCants. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is, I believe, you're one of the first, like a Chump Pledge, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is very exciting.
Chumpy.
You have been listening to Jeff Lewis live for what, at least a week now?
At least like a day and a half.
Okay. Yeah. So you know a lot about me.
So much about you.
Okay. And Megan and Shane and, you know, everybody here.
I really do feel like I know the whole story.
Okay.
From what you guys say.
Okay. So what makes you a good chump.
Okay, hold on. So this is like for Chump University, right?
Yes.
Because I've like, I never applied to college and never did, like, I never even took the SAT.
That's fine with
so
us.
So this is like my first, right, like, I'm just trying. What's the SAT? Okay, so why I think, what was the question?
Why you'd be a good chump. Okay. I'm liking this interview.
Yeah.
Already.
Let me sit up straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have some questions for you.
Okay.
While you do you want to think about that for a second?
Yeah. So I think I'm ready. So why I think I'd be a good chump, yes, is I put almost every last dollar into my looks.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm also like, I love to get tipsy.
Okay, okay. Good. So you're an alcoholic.
Yeah. I'm an alcoholic.
Check, check.
I know how to get a good spray tan.
Oh, and very important.
I would say like I'm a really good bitch. Like, okay. I would say I'm like a solid bitch.
Okay. Do you use protection?
It is so fun to have sexual relations.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Your parents might be listening. Is that what you're...
Oh, my mom's definitely listening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
shout out Amanda's mom.
Yeah, shout out Amanda's mom. No, Kim is cool.
All
oh,
right.
Kim. Oh,
Kim's
we call
down.
Her Kim.
Yeah.
Kim's down. Kim's down.
What's up, Kim?
Okay. Would you ever leave your car at a bar or restaurant for at least 24 hours, or have you?
I usually have someone else call me the Uber if I'm meeting a guy.
Okay.
So no.
Okay, so you don't drive, because what chumps do is they
they're short-sighted.
They don't think about, yes, yeah, they don't think about the rest of the evening.
No,
they
heard
think,
she left her car for 24 hours at
Yves. At least, yes, at yeah, least, I don't even know when she picked it up. I yeah, just know she got a text, at Brandy, a text at 6 p.m. the next day that her car, that she left her car at Isabel.
Wait, have you ever done that?
No, I have never.
What? Come on. In your life?
Not 24 hours. Maybe 12 hours. I could come back the next
morning.
Yeah,
I've done a 12 hour.
Yeah.
I've done a 12 hour.
For sure.
Come back
the next morning.
Ticket.
But yeah, chumps, sometimes forget, it takes 24 to 48 hours before they realize their car's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, but 12 hours, that's probably about normal.
I would do like a 12 hour moment, yeah.
Have you ever parked in a handicapped spot?
What do you want me to say to this?
Like, live honest, on air.
Real. Do you want to be a chump?
Be real.
I might have accidentally, like, maybe
quickly.
Yeah.
And there were other spots available for other handicapped people.
Yeah, I think there was like something in my eyes and I couldn't see that. It was like a handicapped spot.
My feeling is if there were other spots at that time, I would not take a handicapped spot. But if there is five or six and I'm just running in really quickly, and I have Monroe to get out of the car and the whole thing. Right.
Somebody would be able to
park. I
did
it once. So okay, one time I was with this guy.
Once means
like,
10 times. But okay,
okay. Okay. But I was picking up this guy and I was like, let's just park in the handicaps while, like, who cares? Like, joking. And then he was like, my dad got in a car accident. And so I never take handicap spots. And after that, I was like,
you broke up with him, I hope.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like, no, I would never. Like, that was a joke. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, no, that's crazy.
I'm a comedian. That was a joke.
Ha 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 ha.
Now, you don't give to charity, I hope.
Like, listen, I just, this is my first year becoming, like, you know, an influencer. I haven't had the chance yet.
You're making money. You're making money now.
And I never have before. Never have before.
Okay.
So, no.
Congrats.
The charity has been myself and my Audi car payment.
Your Audi. Oh, Audi. Oh, I like that. What year?
2022.
Nice. What color?
Black Q3. Hot.
Oh, a Q3?
Yeah.
Not even an A3.
No, it's an SUV. Beep, beep, bitch.
She's off.
Yeah. Pull the fuck up. Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. That's a nice car.
Well, you know what? You have to put some money into the image.
Agreed.
That's true.
I could have done a Toyota like Corolla, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Shout out.
They are reliable cars.
Yes, mm-hmm, they are.
But
dependable.
You have to fake it.
Do they get good gas mileage?
Probably.
Probably the best.
My guess is yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's tiny. I'm sure.
And they have air conditioning and everything, right?
Totally. You don't need an oil change for like 35,000 miles.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
Yep.
I don't fucking know. Sorry. I don't know.
You can swear here.
Mine, you need like 8,000 every 8,000.
Wow.
It always needs something.
And you have to put super unleaded in.
And coolant.
Premium.
And air in the tires all the time.
Exactly.
When we haze you, I just want to throw a few things out there. Would you spend the night in Doug's shed?
You guys, I don't want to die. I have a career.
Okay, so that's a no.
I mean, like, I would need a lot of things.
What if there were other chump pledges with you? There's safety in numbers.
Who are these chump pledges?
Well, you're the first one.
Is there a hot man?
Probably not.
Probably not.
A hot gay man. There'll be a hot gay man.
Right. We don't have a lot of straight
listeners.
Well, then
I'll spend the night.
Right.
Okay, so it's Shane and I in the shed.
No.
Okay, so if there's other people, you will spend the night in Doug's shed.
She probably needs a cot and some alcohol.
A cot?
Yeah. No, there'll be alcohol. There'll be drugs. There'll be, you know, all of that.
All right. I need a shower. I need a shower before bed.
Okay.
There's a hose.
You can shower and don't shower.
I would. Right.
You just have to take a short shower.
Okay. This is an important question. Okay. I want you to think about this.
All right.
You're driving along Sunset. Okay.
Yeah.
You see Gage stranded on the side of the road. Monroe is with me that night.
Okay.
It's just Gage. Do you stop to help? Do you call AAA or do you keep driving and look the other way?
Okay, I want to let you know something. I saw Gage at the Grove like 6 months ago. And
he probably looked different then.
Was Scott there now?
Was Scott with him having lunch?
So they were making out. it was just Gage. And I have to say, and I hate to say this, I was taken aback by how stunning he is.
Okay.
With that being
this
said,
this is not a good answer so
I'm
far.
I'm just saying, with that
yeah, this
being
is gonna
said,
be the strike
I'm just
going
to let you know. I have to answer.
No, he's
honestly.
A good looking
no,
man.
Okay.
It's
he's
his
a good
personality
man.
That's the problem.
I would still
stick in the mud.
I would hit him with my Q3.
So you'd actually go as far as running him over?
I would.
Okay, I like you. This is a good answer. If Kian were straight, would you date him?
Kian, can you stand up?
He's got a nice body. Show her your ass, too.
Turn it around.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the ass that did it. Yep. It's the ass that did it. Yeah, okay. Would you bathe, stew, and brush his teeth? It's a big job.
Using whey?
Yes.
Or when?
Or when. Whey or when? Leah Black skincare.
If I were to use whey, when, or Leah Black skincare, I would.
And some baby wipes.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, good.
These are the questions for college.
Would you, and this is just a curious curiosity, would you rather eat dog shit or take a spoonful of lovely seasoning?
That's a hard one.
Yes.
And the lovely seasoning has, it's stew on the cover, right? It's
yes.
stew on the label?
Yeah.
She can't even hold it back.
I think I do.
The dog shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people would respond that way. All right. This, would you ever sit through 30 minutes of Jameson's improv?
Oh,
oh totally.
You
I would
what?
Absolutely do that. I would do that in a second.
Wrong answer.
Jameson.
Wrong
screw
fucking answer,
no,
Amanda.
Thank
Jeff,
you, Amanda.
I did improv. I was on an improv team.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yes.
There
Thank
is
you.
No way
yes,
you did
I was.
Improv.
Yes. For many, many years.
You are too hot to
many,
do improv.
Many, many years. So I would totally do it 100%.
What was
Maybe
the name
now?
Of your team?
Okay, so we had an all-girls team. I don't know. I don't remember
you
the name because I wasn't that great at it. So I would just like substitute into different ones.
Okay. Mm.
Was this before the nose job?
1,000%.
Okay, so you weren't hot then. So it made sense.
I had tits.
Right.
But I did not have the face I do now. And
right.
I'm confident with saying
So you
that.
Were a butter face before?
1,000%. My sister says it all the time. My sister goes, you would be nothing without your tits.
Yes.
And in high school, you were a butter face. Wow.
Okay. But you changed all that when you got a
sister.
Nose job.
Of course they did.
And they did a really good job with
they
it.
They did. It's
yeah.
still like, it's still my nose.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's so large.
Yeah, we all say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a deviated septum.
Yeah.
But your tits are real?
My tits are real. No bra right now.
Are you kidding
no
me?
No,
she hasn't nursed two kids.
I haven't.
I mean,
have it.
This was not an attack, man.
That's
and
not two kids. That's a village.
She's like,
a lot more, there's a lot more time for
How
gravity
How many kids
to
have you
in?
Fed with those tits? Megan?
A village.
The entire valley.
Yeah. All of Santa Monica.
Oh, God. Okay,
never
so.
Never gets old.
Improv. How long? This was just a phase, right?
No, I'm not. You guys, I started at 10. And when I started improv, I was like, you guys, like, I found what I'm good at. And I did it. And I did it. I mean, still, my videos are all improv. So technically, I'm still doing it. Jeff
wow.
is so ashamed.
All I can
the
say
is
I liked you until you brought that up.
Yeah, but I have to stay true to myself.
Did you go to clown school?
Okay.
Love you.
I went to hot clown school.
Would you ever participate in Kook and Kibitz?
Oh, with Doug.
Yeah.
Because
that's
could
a career killer.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm
I would
here,
advise
too. I mean,
right.
I don't know what to say.
It's worse. I would advise against it, but I don't know.
Didn't you go on and you, like, drank wine in the
I
background?
Don't have a career.
Yeah.
Nana.
All right.
She has nothing to protect.
No.
She's got a breastfeeding tits and
that's it, honey. That's all
Kibitz.
I got going for
well,
me.
Well, she is an actress. You saw her in Barbarian.
That's yeah. right.
That was my big breakout.
And look at you now.
Would you ever trade cars with Jameson for a day?
No. There's a reason. There's a reason I got
I don't know.
Car,
2005 Hyundai and a 2022 Audi Q3 seem pretty similar to me.
Right.
So
are you slipping and sliding in the rain?
Not doing A-okay.
Oh, are you sure there's no treads on those tires?
This is fine. It's fine. I just hold on real tight. Put some sandbags in the trunk.
So for people that don't know, we've had these incredible rains over the last couple days, and roads are flooding, and this what
atmospheric
me,
river.
What I love are the sinkholes.
Oh, there was one in
where?
Chatsworth.
Did you see the whole car went into the
two cars on one on top of the other?
Are you kidding me?
Two cars.
I only saw one car. The other one was buried.
They had to rescue two people from two separate cars.
Did you
cars.
See how they did
no
it?
No way.
With a ladder.
But they had to put the ladder across the sinkhole.
Like they do on Mount Everest.
Yep.
Across the big crevasses. It was a big, like a crevasse.
Crevasse.
See?
That's a good word.
Thank you.
Wow.
Amanda, do you know what that means? Because I know you. Did you graduate high school?
Barely.
Yeah. What was your GPA?
Had to be like maybe a 2.6.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, right?
That's good, I think, for a chump.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
That's about right.
Right?
Jackie Schimmel's
like guessing.
A 1.8,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And look at her. Did you see?
Shout out to Jackie Schimmel's.
Yes.
Pregnant.
Yes. I knew about it. And I actually, people who think that I can't keep a secret, fuck off.
Can't keep a secret.
Can't keep a secret. Fuck off. I've been keeping that secret.
Good for you.
It's been hard, though.
But that's a big moment. That's growth.
It is growth.
Yeah.
So this rain is insane.
It's crazy.
Did you? Yeah, the lightning and the thunder last night?
I had.
Rainforest Cafe.
I've had.
It's only lightning and thunder, I know.
I've had 4 roof leaks in this brand new house that I'm renting. And so the roofer came out and he's like, we're all good. And yes, he has fixed 3 of the 4 leaks. However, there's a new leak forming. But one leak. Still have an issue with it. Let me just tell you where that is. Yeah. That would be over my bed.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying. Out of all,
I mean, would die.
It's a 4,000 square foot house, right?
Yeah.
Of all the places to have a leak, it is directly, not just directly above my bed, my side of the bed.
Shut up.
So last night we had to watch this very slow. Okay, but it was good. Whatever. And I know they're going to be nominating, Oscars and all that. The Banshees of Indo something
you
or other.
You watched that?
Can I tell you? It took me 2 nights.
You've got to be kidding
and
me.
And we got in arguments over it. I said, I'm going to go to the gym. You can finish it. He's like, no, you're finishing it with me. You're doing this for me. I was like,
I'm shocked, Jeff.
I know. That's love.
My mom could barely get to that.
I could barely get through it.
That's why he wants to watch it?
Yeah. Oh. I could barely get through it. I wasn't going to drink last night, but I had to have 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah, of course.
Just to get through it. But then the good part is we went to Chippendales afterwards. We watched Chippendales. And so I watched 2 episodes. I wanted to go to Chippendales. That was my...
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
was like, yeah.
But I just watched it instead. My first choice would be to go. But my second choice, okay, we'll watch it. So I got sucked in 2 episodes. It's now 11:05. Oh, shit. I got to be up at 5:45.
Okay.
So we go up to bed and Stu's like, why is it wet? And I was like, oh. Fucking cat must have pissed on my bed. And then we realized that we turn on the lights and we realized there is water directly above the bed. So we had to now strip the bed. I had to put my down comforter, my duvet, my Tempur-Pedic mattress topper, which do you have one of those?
No.
It is the best invention after electricity.
Okay.
It is.
Someone I was seeing
life-changing.
Has one and it is life changing.
Fucking life. It cradles me like a baby.
Yeah.
Baby. It cradles me, and I just fall in it, and it just hugs me.
So that was wet too.
Yeah.
Oh,
how do you dry that?
I unwrapped it or whatever, and I just put it on the floor.
Did you have to move the bed to another location in your room?
I did not. I'm gonna tell you what happened. So first, I took the Tempur-Pedic mat. I was basically crying over the mattress. I mean, it's only like $300 and something, but I don't care. I can't go a day without it.
Yeah.
So I got towels on it and I was stepping on it to soak up the water, and then Stu put the duvet and the comforter, which I don't know if a down comforter in the dryer.
It's okay.
I meant to tell him low heat.
Just do
but
it.
But I didn't.
Who cares? Yeah.
Anyway.
You're moving.
So then I put a bucket on top of the mattress with a towel underneath. And so it's like, oh fuck, we're gonna be camping tonight. We gotta sleep in the guest room. And it's a queen bed.
I have such an issue with a queen bed.
No shit.
I have such an issue if a guy has a queen bed.
Stu took up 95% of the bed.
Oh, for sure.
I was barely hanging on at the end. And this morning he's like, oh, just slept like a baby. And he's like, how'd you sleep? I'm like, fucking terrible. You pushed me up against the side of the bed the whole night. He's like, it was so sweet that you were, holding on to me. I said, I was falling off the bed. I was holding on for dear life. It wasn't a romantic thing. It was just survival. But yes, so now I call the landlord. I'm like, you got to fucking tarp the roof.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Nuts.
It's directly over my bed.
Yeah. That's awful.
I mean, that does sound like it's happening for you.
Yeah, though. I was going to say, that has to be like a message.
What? How's that happening for me?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I did think about something that's happening because I was like, God, there's a lot of sinkholes and traffic and cold water's closed because of mudslides. Now Monroe has to take the 101.
Ugh.
What?
Disgusting.
And like, what, exit off-way. Highland and then go east? Mm-hmm. So it's very inconvenient for Monroe. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, what's the bright side? Okay, we were in a drought. I imagine the drought's over now. After 2 days?
Yeah.
Drought's
done.
Over.
No. Climate change is fixed.
No. Turn the shower on.
Drought's over.
Yeah, leave it on
Put
all day.
Put your sprinklers back on. It's fine. Yeah.
The issue is they don't always have the capability to contain all the water, so the reservoirs don't
Drought's
fill
over.
Up. And also, if some of the water isn't
10-minute showers.
Snow on mountains.
10 minutes, 20 minutes.
They don't care.
No, we
How
don't.
Do you know I this?
I heard
he knows everything.
How do you know this and you work on Jeff Lewis? It is the most, it's the craziest thing.
I know, to me. I know.
It's insane.
Whenever a smart person is in the studio, I'm always
and
perplexed.
And they stick out like a sore thumb. Like, imagine any of us saying that.
Yeah.
We're like 20-minute showers.
And it's funny, like, when you say 2.6 GPA, like, you're one of the smarter ones.
That is quite high.
Yeah, it is high.
Wow.
So.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on SiriusXM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.